2020 has come to an end, and obviously this was a unique year. Let's talk about 2020 for Sioux Lookout. Talk about some of the challenges and some of the accomplishments for the municipality.
Sure. Thanks, Mike. Nice to talk to you again. Yeah, earlier in the year, the pandemic certainly brushed its way in to everybody's lives and had a big impact everywhere. For different people, it was, you know, for many of us, it was similar, but it was also different. So I think for everyone, let's continue, you know, feeling and sharing with each other, take care of each other by doing all those things that public health asks us to do, the hand washing, the social distance, masking, group sizes. As for the municipality, you know, in many ways, the year was different, but many things went on as they always do. We had quite a few things underway, studies and reports. Our community safety and well-being plan got underway, and it'll carry on to next year. We completed our sports tourism strategy. We completed a municipal service delivery and organizational review. Our strat plan, our economic strategic review. So all that carried on. Obviously, COVID had a huge impact on us at the airport, where flights went. We are the hub of the north, and I think on 2019 we had over 190,000 passenger movements through the airport, and that dropped down at the worst case. I think it was down to 10-15% of normal. I think on average we were at about 30% of normal traffic over the course of the year. So that was huge, and that has a ripple effect through the town, less people visiting and staying as well. Obviously, an impact on daycare, as it would have everywhere, and our recreation department. Physically, the town beach project went ahead. It was impacted a bit by COVID delays, and will be as well underway and be completed early in the year. We went ahead and did rural road upgrades, which I think 4 or 5 kilometers of rural road upgrades. We're working with several developers and investors on various land, commercial and residential developments that we hope to see start blossoming perhaps as early as next year. We also completed upgrades to our wastewater treatment plant that were required. So, thinking of it that way, one of the interesting things was everything going virtual with all the meetings being online. And I thought one of the interesting aspects was how well people and agencies transitioned to that. And in fact, with COVID, there was lots of working together of agencies that perhaps didn't work together as much before, but helping each other out. So we had the health unit set up a vulnerable population update call. There were about 10 agencies participated in that. We're doing all our technology services board meetings by virtually as with the health unit and all our council meetings. So that was a positive. I think everybody learning how to do that. And I think moving to the future, even post-pandemic, that some of that will be beneficial for our region in reducing travel. But now people can accept working in those methods. So that was great. I think the year in many ways it's certainly been different. It's been tough on some people and certainly some businesses. Our tourism businesses in the Lookout area, we have 25 tourism businesses that rely pretty well completely on the American market, and that was shut down. So it's a devastating blow for them, and we're working on trying to get some government programs that will assist them survive. Because next year, the uncertainty of the American market is still there. So that's something that we're working on.